Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. This is Maddie from the Greenville Soil and Water Conservation District, joined by my two lovely co-hosts for the day, Patricia Whitener and
Hello.
Marie Hegler from Howdy. The Clemson Extension. Patricia is our 4-H agent and Marie is our food safety and nutrition agent. And they, as well as the rest of Clemson Extension, a wealth of resources. If you have not figured that out yet, they can answer all of your questions and then some. They will pose questions you didn't even know you had.
That's right.
And
you know, I love working with Soil and Water Conservation District. 4-H Youth Development teaches a lot of environmental science and environmental awareness. And we are sort of reconnecting our youth with the land and reconnecting them with where their food comes from. And water conservation issues, among other things. So we love to partner with you guys.
Yay! We love it. We love partners. Listeners, did you know that you can be partners for healthy, clean water? You like that segue there?
I do.
So we're talking today about water conservation around the home. So we've talked about being outside. We've talked about preparing what you have grown. And now we're going to talk about some things around the house that you can do to help save water. We were mentioning in the last segment that the water here on Earth, this is all we've got, and we need to take care of it because it gets moved around and shuffled around, and the more water that humans use, the more water we're pulling away from the natural ecosystem and the natural water cycle.
Absolutely.
So we just need to be aware. It's not to say we shouldn't use water, because I don't know about you guys, but I love taking a hot shower.
I love it.
But, you know, maybe more of a 5 or 10 minute shower than a 30 or 40 minute shower.
Seems strange, though. It's easy to use a lot of water and not even realize it, because I know the other day, you know, we had my husband's getting ready to take a shower. We've got some laundry going and we've got some dishes in the dishwasher getting ready to go, and all
kids
the different
the sprinkler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in this.
Am I washing a car?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of those things are happening simultaneously. And our consumption of water can be so much more than we even realize in our day to day lives.
It's
so
huge.
The average how person. Do we do it? Oh, go ahead.
Well, the average person. Did you know, uses around 100 gallons of water per day for their daily activities?
No.
100 gallons of water per person per day just to, you know, have a hot shower and clean clothes.
I'm trying to envision 100 gallons, like gallon jugs of water.
Can you envision 1,600 glasses of drinking water?
Wow.
Is that what that's what it equates to.
Wow, where does it all go?
Cups.
I can't, you know, it's I don't even drink
where
my
8
glasses.
Where does it all come from?
I was gonna say, I'm supposed to drink 8 glasses.
Oh, yeah, no, 1,600 is the new standard.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, the average household uses nearly 260 gallons of water per day, which is over 4,000 glasses of water.
Well, I turn off my faucet when I'm brushing my teeth.
That's good. Yeah. If you've never done this experiment, I like to do it when I go to classes, but brush your teeth with the water on and fill up a bucket as you do. And you can see how quickly, or maybe, you know, brush them in the tub or something, but somewhere where you can get a bucket of water, you can see how quickly it fills up. It's amazing. Just put a bucket under the faucet next time you leave the water on while you brush your teeth. You'll never leave it on again.
Right. And simple things like I've noticed my husband the other day, he was putting water out for the dogs, refilling the dog bowl. And as he was doing that, he walked away from the kitchen faucet and left it running.
It's habit. You know, you turn it on when you're starting and you turn it off when you're done. But I don't know. I'm the kind of person that, you know, even when I'm not washing my or when I'm washing my face or I don't know, even taking a shower, sometimes I'll turn the water on when I wash my hair and then I'll turn the water off as I'm soaping up and then turn it back on to rinse. So you can get some extreme water conservation methods.
I just try to keep mine at down to 5 minutes or less.
Yeah. Short showers are good. It takes about 70 gallons to fill a bathtub, but only 10 to 15 gallons for a 5 minute shower. So if you're a bather, it is nice and relaxing, but you could consider cutting that down to maybe once or twice a week if you're a daily bather. It'll save a lot of water.
What about washing dishes? Is it best to fill up a sink or like wash it with a brush? You know, I guess it depends on how
How much I guess it depends if you want to, you do it the old fashioned way and you fill up a tub of water and then you just wash from the tub. That seems to save more water than if you have the water running the whole time. I'm really bad about when I do dishes, I'll just let the water run and scrub and you like that pressure there. But at least with a lot of our appliances today, it seems like most of the dishwashers are pretty high efficiency.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it uses as little water as it needs to. That's the goal.
The dishwashers, if you can afford them, are actually more conservative than washing by hand.
Yeah, but if you do wash by hand, you can use a bowl or bucket to collect your rinse water, and then you can water plants around the house, like flowers or, you know, things you're not going to eat.
Yeah, there's not enough soap in that, what they call gray water, to actually cause any damage if you're...
Oh, you can water...
Yes. If you are using gray water and it does have too much soap, then you're just using too much soap. So you can cut back on your soap and still get the effects. A lot of those dish detergents and things are highly concentrated, so you don't need quite as much as you think you do. And then that gray water, once you've cleaned your dishes, can easily, or boiled your vegetables. Say you're just boiling, making some ramen noodles or something on the stovetop. Mm-hmm. You can let that water cool and use that to water plants.
Your dog.
Yeah.
My dog would lap that up in no time flat for
Yum.
Sure. Have a lap. She'll eat anything.
Yes. Oh, they do. Yeah. They do. So maybe you could feed your scraps to your dogs, but maybe your goats, or compost them. But, you know, a lot of people use the garbage disposal to put their scraps down there, but that's using energy. That's using water. So throw them in the compost or you could throw them in the trash if you needed to. Only run your dishwasher when it's full.
Is that the same with like laundry? You should always do a full thing of laundry.
Yeah. If you're using a washer dryer... Or I guess just the washer. The dryer doesn't use water. But washing machine, dishwasher, make sure it's full. Because, you know, why are you going to use a full load of water for a half a load of dishes?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
These are really just simple little things that if I incorporate them in my day-to-day life, they become habit. And they're really pretty small when you think about it. And these small changes actually do add up. And I know just something as simple as getting my leaky faucets fixed or getting my running toilet fixed.
That's a big one is leaks.
Enormous amount of water on my water bill because I'm all about saving the money.
Oh, yeah. Leaks are a big deal. The average household leaks can account for more than 10,000 gallons of water lost each year. So that's over 1 trillion gallons annually nationwide. Wow. So just things that leak. So if you have a hose that leaks, you can use silicone tape to patch up your holes. If you think you have a leaky toilet, you can add food coloring into the toilet tank. And if the colored water seeps into the toilet bowl, it means you have a leak. Leaky toilets waste nearly 200 gallons of water a day.
That's unbelievable.
Food coloring in the toilet, back of the...
Put it in the tank.
The tank.
And then if it seeps down into the bowl, it means you have a leak.
Does it matter what the color is?
Follow your heart.
Okay.
Depends. Maybe not red. That might be a little alarming.
Or blue, because I have those blue cleaner. Toilet bowl drops.
So let's take a step further. Use green.
Green.
Oh,
there you go.
You get all the colors in there. Love it.
200 gallons. That's not chump change.
No.
So.
And another thing that I noticed that people do is they use their toilet like a trash can. So if you blow your nose or you have some kind of small waste, you know, like a tissue, and you put it in the toilet and you flush it away, you could just put it in the trash can instead, or just wait till you use the bathroom to blow your nose and flush it down all at once.
Yeah, so don't use the toilet as a garbage can.
No.
That's a good tip.
Your friends at Rewa, the water renewal or water processing plant, also appreciates that because they have to pull all sorts of stuff out of the water. Mm-hmm. Think about the more stuff that you put down your toilet, the more stuff that is having to get extracted from the water before it can be cleaned again. So especially this also includes microbeads are kind of a big deal in the news right now. But if you get face washes or different soaps, they have microbeads in them. They're supposed to be really good for exfoliating. They're also little teeny tiny balls made of plastic that are almost impossible to filter out of the water system.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So, the U.S. is banning microbeads as of 2017, maybe. Don't quote me on that date, but, I want to say it was last year that they made the decision to ban microbeads, which is great because, they're tiny balls of plastic. You can't get them out of the water. And they have natural, you know, products with natural microbeads in them. So you can still exfoliate. Don't worry. You just don't have to do it with plastic.
I'm over here panicking.
I know. My skin is not going to be so soft. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to me. I heard this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Maddie, that on average, if you turn on your tap water and pour yourself a glass and drink it down, that that has been through at least six other people in the process.
I would not be surprised about that. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Well, actually, I like to point out, too, that the water that you're drinking now has been consumed by the dinosaurs and beyond, has been peed out by the... I like to tell my students that they're all drinking dinosaur pee. But that, hey, that's how the water cycle works. You know, water just gets moved around from place to place
just
and
transformed from one thing to another.
That includes animals. Yeah.
So tell me more about things that I can do in my home to conserve water.
One thing that I notice that sometimes I'll fill up a glass of water and I'll drink half of it and then I'm done with it. So I'll just dump the rest down. So you can either use smaller cups or just only fill it halfway or just make an effort. I think maybe we don't drink enough water anyway. So just make an effort to finish it or at the very least pour it on a plant. One thing too, speaking of water, when you're pouring water, let's say you have a bucket of water outside or you have a cup of water outside or any kind of drink, really, it's better to pour it on some plants, maybe like a potted plant or the grass, than to pour it right onto the concrete because it doesn't get soaked in. It turns into runoff, which we know all about now.
Huh.
Yes.
Good to know.
Good ideas, Maddie.
Thanks. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. You make my heart sing.
WGTK, The Answer.